That'll teach me to take pub recommendations. Well, one pub recommendation. As a result, that's the one pub I was recommended. That's the one pub I'm heading to. I just turned on an app, searched for the name of the pub, the Sheep's Head, and it told me to go this way. And I'm currently walking on the causeway, which I believe is taking me around Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh. And there's a kind of a very steep drop-off to the right, and thankfully a small fence. Lots of water down there, and then more of the city beyond. It's kind of weird having this, like, mini mountain in the middle of a city. I was only walking 150 yards from my hotel. and before I knew it, apart from the sporadic traffic, I feel like I'm pretty much in the middle of nowhere. Steep rocks up against the left of me. Bushes and craziness. And a sudden drop down towards the water on the right, although that is now turned into rocks climbing on the left of me as well as I pass through what seems to be a cut through. And my device is telling me I've got half an hour. It's half a mile, sorry. My brain is obviously not getting as much blood as it should, as it's pumping to my extremities in an attempt to keep my body moving in a forward momentum. My brain is just loosely managing talk whilst focusing on an internal picture which involves maybe haggis and neeps and tatties, but mostly ale. Oh yes, ale. Ale. And the meeting with an old friend. An old friend called Doobs, that I've known since, I don't know, what? The early 90s. Haven't seen him for years. But found out he was up here. And whilst in this neck of the woods, why not say hello? The road is now sloping down towards the lake, stroke reservoir, whatever it is. I should really know the area. Do your research, man. Do your research. And winding round to the left. Apparently this is one of the oldest pubs in the area. A very nice pub, I'm told. And I could have walked a fraction of the distance in the other direction and come across any number of ale houses. But why not get my steps in, get some exercise, work up an appetite, and hopefully not drink too much so as I can't safely get past these wet ravines to my room where I will be resting before tomorrow's workshops that I'm also delivering to historic Scotland. And hopefully I'll have a tale to tell of my own trip to a small part of historic Scotland. Did I tell you it's dark? Really dark. In fact, I'm just passing the first light, which looks very much like the kind of lamp in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe that you would see just lighting up the immediate surrounding areas if you were to pass through said wardrobe. I'm imagining that this would be infinitely more beautiful should I be able to see more than 20 yards. At the moment, I feel the cool, fresh air on my face, an ever so slight clamminess building up under my heavily layered armpits, and a thirst. I am feeling an increasing, ever increasing thirst for beer.